8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Drive carefully if you're out and about. Happy Aloha Friday!
Uh-huh. And every Aloha Friday morning at this time, we get to introduce you to this week's hometown hero, thanks to our partnership with Maui Health.
And on the phone line with us is Auntie Kamiki Carter. Good morning and aloha.
Hui! Good morning, Auntie.
Hui! Aloha kakahiaka.
Aloha kakahiaka. Now, you were nominated by Andrea Duarte Haia, who called you a beacon of light and goodness and hope during this challenging time. So, I got to ask, Auntie, what did you do to deal with the pandemic at the get-go? I mean, how did things change for you?
I think from the beginning, like, my husband and I, basically, Kaleo and I, my husband, we were just watching the TV, seeing the news that, you know, they were going to start quarantining the kupuna. Mm-hmm. And I had lost my dad in December of 2016. And he was a huge part in our life. He was 86 and lived a full, full life.
Mm.
And, you know, we just thought about him, like, how are they going to get, you know, how are they going to get their stuff? They got to stay home. We want to make sure they're fine. And it was just, you know, we got to do what we got to do. Come on, let's go. Let's go to the store, go grab toilet paper. No, we weren't one of the hoarding ones, but we'll go grab, like, just basic needs, like toilet paper and, you know, soap, shampoo, whatever. And we started making kupuna kits. And everything came out of our pocket at that time and was easy because we only had like maybe 7 in the beginning, the first week. Then the next week we had like 5 more. And then the next week we had more. But families were calling, either they were off island or they were on island but weren't able to get to their loved ones. And so they kind of was like, you know, can you help us? So it turned from not only just a kupuna pack and the basic necessities, but it turned into, we need help with meals. So I know some of their programs, the kupuna were on, the meals had stopped. And that a lot of them, relied on it because that they're on a fixed income. So, you know, Kaleo and I was just like, well, we got to do what we got to do. And we just went Costco, grabbed whatever we could. We started making boxes. Each food box consists of anywhere between, you know, 14 to 21 meals. And that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got to eat seven breakfasts, seven lunch, seven dinners.
Wow.
And it was all just shelf-stable food and, you know, with canned goods and things like that. And then it turned into, hey, I'm going to try to call Chef Kyle with Maui Fresh Streetery and see.
Oh.
Maybe he can, you know, hook us up with some home-cooked meals. And yes, he was your hometown hero last week.
Yes, just last week. I didn't know there was a connection. That's great.
And he so deserves it. And
So
he hooked us up. And it just turned into such a blessing. I mean,
well, I'll tell you that, yeah, the need is just so much out there. And we relate. My mother lives alone and she is 90, and you know, they don't want to go out because they're scared, right? To go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you supposed to get your groceries and stuff? But thanks to people like you, you're helping them out. Now, you also distributed masks. Did you make them or did you also buy them?
So Andrea was actually one of the people who just donated masks. So, you know, it went from donating masks, I mean, like how I said, basic needs, to masks, to hand sanitizers, to just anything that they needed to be safe within their home, Lysol. And, you know, I always was one to prepare. And so I had, and we were able to have given a lot of them, you know, wipes and all of that. And it turned in not only for the kupuna, but it turned into something where families started reaching out and asking, you know, for help. and it was okay. What kind help you need? What can we support you with?
So awesome.
And it was more of trying to connect them with resources because we could only do so much, you know.
Right.
And we were thankful because my husband was still working. He was an essential worker. And, you know, I'm at home. I have a health condition, so I'm at home. But we were fortunate that we didn't have to lose income. But anyways, with that being said, families was just like this food. Well, Hope Chapel,
yes,
Maui, I am very close with one of the pastors as well as Alana Rosinski, who is a huge part of getting the food distribution boxes together every Thursday.
Yes, they do that
and
every year.
We connected that first, prior to that first week of distribution, they're like, do you have families? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Hmm.
And so we partnered with them. So every Thursday we receive food boxes for families or individuals who are not able to go to Hope Chapel to pick up. So our kupuna, any of our kupuna or families, we got some upcountry families, we got some a lot of town families.
Oh, where do you live?
Doesn't have a car.
Yeah.
And we live in Kihei.
So right near Hope Chapel.
So
and then we also support.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then so we also support like our Kihei community as well. So it's just been a blessing to be able to continue. We've been going on like 7 months already.
I know, unbelievable.
Doing this. And, you know, it's just to me, it's through our blessing of Heavenly Father. And it's through Him. If a lot of this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Him. Because we have days right before our kupuna distribution or our food distribution, and we praying like, Heavenly Father, what is your plan? What's going to happen next? And He just presents His angels, and it just works out.
Love that way of thinking.
Is there any way that people in the community can help you out now? Is there anything you guys need?
I will say yes. I mean,
can always use the help.
We're a team. We're also a team member of the Maui Rapid Response Team, which supports the unsheltered vulnerable population, and as well as the sheltered population, unsheltered vulnerable population, which that is what we take care of. And we have, you know, donations, lists of either monetary that we need for that week, or we have what we need for our to distribute that week or throughout the week, or what we're running low on. I also have my Facebook page, Auntie Kamiki Carter, that we also go on there and ask for specific donations for our kupuna or the families in need, and or like how I said, monetary. And no, Kaleo and I are not a 501c3. We're not a nonprofit, but families, people who are donating, please, I want them to know that anything, even if it's a dollar that comes in, it goes right back into our community, either our kupuna and getting them toilet paper or dishwashing soap or laundry soap or whatever. It goes right back into our community. And we're just so thankful and grateful to be able to have a lot of support and a lot of generosity. And families are having hard time. People are having hard time, but they still find a way to give something. And the other way that families, that people can give is just volunteering. They can contact me. We do have volunteering, volunteer opportunities. And also, if not through us, go check on your neighbor. Go check on the person who lives right next door to you. Maybe you've never met them before. This is a perfect time.
Good
to
advice.
Go make friends.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you protect it and you're taking care of yourself. But at the same time, go check on your neighbors. see, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge thing. Just check on someone in, you know, someone next to you, or check on your family, check on your kupuna who, oh my gosh, I never check on Tutu for like 3 weeks now, or one month now. I better go call her and see how she's doing. Or at this time, maybe you can go visit them. Make sure you clean. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you wear your mask. But go visit them and go make sure that they're okay and they have food in their icebox and in their cabinet.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Some of the things.
Yes. Thank you for everything that you have been doing, you and Kaleo, Auntie Kamiki, and your Ohana. Oh. We appreciate you, and you are going to be recognized as our hometown hero of the week. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You take care.
You guys too. Have a blessed day. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.
Are you looking for change? A new council member,